Bill, you had an opportunity to come up here to Defiance County to talk with a room full of producers, sharing with them maybe some of the options that they might have with the drought-stressed corn crop up here. What do they consider when they're determining what option is going to be best for them?
Well, the two options really is, well, three. One is harvest a grain, harvest silage or corn plants, or leave it on the field. And it's the big thing is if there's no corn, no grain at all, then you're not going to harvest for grain. So you're looking at silage or stubble value. And if there's cattle around or they can eat that silage, that has a lot of value. Feed is very expensive, and that's a very viable option. The crop producer is going to get more money than he would if just for fertilizer. And the dairy or beef guy is going to get good feed at a reasonable cost. So I think it's a good compromise.
In fact, you made the comment that the quality of this may be better than what they're thinking.
Yeah. It's deceiving. The people value corn silage based on the amount of grain in the corn, historically. And that's a factor, but really just as important is how digestible the fiber is. And based on previous years and previous studies, drought-stressed corn has higher digestibility than normal corn. So a lot of the loss we see in lost grain is made up in better fiber. So it will not have as much energy, but it will have a lot more than people are thinking. We historically say it's going to have about 20% less energy than very good corn silage.
So are there some precautions if they're thinking about making silage or, say, a baleage or something like that?
The two big issues. One is nitrate. Nitrates are toxic to cattle. That's probably a minor issue. However, a $10 test is a lot cheaper than one dead animal. So I'd say test it, but it's probably not an issue. The other issue here is you've got to make good silage. Bad silage, whether it's drought-stressed or otherwise, has no value. So it's got to be chopped at the right moisture content, and you've got to practice good silage-making practices. Because, again, it has to ferment well.
Does the window of opportunity for making silage from drought-stressed corn shrink, or are we looking at pretty much the same window of opportunity as a normal year?
Everything will be early this year. So if you're used to chop in mid-September, it may be several weeks early, mainly because everything got planted a lot earlier. But the drought-stressed corn, the moisture content of drought-stressed corn is very related to rainfall, whereas in normal years when the corn is normally dying off, it's much less so. So if this drought-stressed corn had a nice rain like today, the moisture shot up substantially. So you have to worry more about weather. But the window, independent of rain, is probably about the same. But I would caution you, drought-stressed corn typically is wetter than people think because it doesn't have an ear, and the ear is drier than the rest of the plant. So the whole plant moisture is usually wetter than people think it is.
Anything else that you want these guys to be considering?
Well, this is more for the feeders rather than growers. Feed is at historically high prices, so you don't want to risk losing feed. So, again, all good practices are always important, but when this corn silage is worth $80 or $90 a ton, you can't afford to lose 5% of it. So be very careful in following everything to minimize feed losses because the costs are extremely high.
Just one other thing. The question came up about soybeans and feeding soybeans. A good option?
So feeding soybean silage as a forage is an excellent feed. When soybeans came to this country, they came as a forage crop, not as a grain crop. It will have nutritional values similar to average alfalfa, good protein levels, good fiber levels. It ferments pretty good if it's the right moisture. Make sure you read herbicide labels. I'm not a herbicide expert, but make sure that it's allowable to feed this to a cow. But nutritional value, very, very good.
And we can go up to about what, R7?
About R7. If you get a lot of seed development, the oil in that seed makes fermentation difficult. So if you've got good seed development, think hay maybe, but silage becomes iffy.
And there is a lot of good information available out there from Ohio State and other universities,
exactly.
Too.
Yep. If you're almost any state university now that's in a drought area, which is most of the country, have got drought pages available for producers, both livestock and crop producers. A lot of very good information there.